He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 403. I have a very cool gadget that I have been using for about a year now, and I absolutely love it, and I think you'll find this episode fairly intriguing, at least with the gadget that I have. And of course, we also have a bunch of free apps, which I know everybody likes. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, you can watch the Gadget Professor pretty much in any glass surface that has a browser. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can just go to our website, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com. When you're on our website, I would advise you to subscribe to the newsletter, which is right there on the right-hand side. If you click that and put your email address in, as soon as the show is posted, you will get a free newsletter. We don't mail you anything except the newsletter. I don't sell the email list, blah, blah, blah. But everything will be checkmarked, highlighted with a click of the button, and it will take you right to the webpage, to the gadgets or things that we've been talking about for the day. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I would love to hear from you, and I will definitely answer all my emails. So let's take a look at the gadget of the day, and it is made by a company called TechCare. Now, this is a TENS unit, and if you're not familiar with the TENS unit, it is basically an oscillator, and it will generate different frequencies, and they all come with some patches that you're going to just literally paste onto your skin, your back, your leg, wherever you're having the pain or the soreness, and it will send various types of pulses, square waves, sine waves, all kinds of different waves, frequencies into your body and hopefully relax the muscles and increase blood circulation. Now, keep in mind, this is very important, that I am not a doctor in any way, shape, or form. So everybody has different ailments, I'm sure. I'm not recommending this as a cure-all, whatever, but I use it. I do find it helpful for certain things, and I've been using this for a while. I find it particularly good when I have a sore back. And again, I'm not a doctor. If you have discs that are, you know, ruptured or things like that, this is not going to help that. That's a whole different story. But in terms of relaxation and taking off that edge of pain, this may help. And there are a lot of doctors and physical therapists who actually recommend this. So all those disclaimers said, here is an example of a TENS unit that I actually was prescribed many years ago. And this cost a couple hundred bucks in those days. And again, it's just a very small unit. They're all, I don't want to say transistorized, but they're all integrated circuits. And they'll fit quite easily on your belt or wherever you just want to lay this down. And they all, as I said, come with these electrodes. And don't let these things scare you. They're just patches. And you'll see I have some plastic on there, and you'll pull these pads off, and they got sticky stuff. So you'll put usually you have to put at least two. Most of them come with four, but you'll put them, you know, above and below where the pain is or on the side. And they all come with very informative booklets to show you where those particular areas are that you're experiencing pain. Again, it could be your leg, it could be your back, it could be your thigh, whatever the case may be. It shows you where to suggestions to put the electrodes. Also, all these electrodes, there are none the same. There's some real large ones, there's some small ones. So again, depending upon what you're trying to ease the pain from, you'll get a smaller or large electrode, and these are easily disposable and replaceable as such. So I believe this was like $400 in its day, and I had to get a doctor's prescription. And right here it says you push the button for knee, shoulder, low back, hand, wrist, back, all those kinds of things, and then there's settings. You want more electricity or less electricity. Now, some people find this very annoying and don't like it at all. So you're able to lower the amount. It's like giving yourself, I don't want to say a shock, but you'll definitely feel a tingle and a vibration when you use these things. And the theory is that it sends these pulses through and increases the blood circulation and henceforth reduces the pain. If you want a real technical explanation, you can look on pretty much anywhere on the web and look up TENS unit machines. And they are a device for pain. They're FDA cleared, at least this new model is that we're going to show you today. What is a tech care massager? It's a combination of TENS and PMS device, drug-free method of pain relief used by physical therapists and prescribed by doctors for over 40 years. FDA approved tech care massagers, that's who makes this, delivers low voltage pulses to the skin and to stimulate whatever is ailing you. There's 24 pre-programmed clicks, if you will, buttons that you can use for the various intensities. So as I said, this one was by Empi, about $400, and you need a prescription. And when I was at CES this year, I found this one made by Tech Care. And as you can see, it's a lot smaller, and it's a heck of a lot less expensive. Now, this one, at least on the Tech Care site, sells for $40. And for $40, you get the unit, and you get two probes. I call them probes, electrodes. And this is kind of nice because it has the sticky side right here. So let's take a look at, let's go on here on camera two, and we'll actually take a look here. So these are the probes. I hate to say probes, I keep saying that. These are the electrodes, and as you can see, this is just a plastic container. These will actually pull off. There you go. Like so. And these just are going to go stick on your back or your arm or wherever you want to use it. You have to have two for it to work. Most of these come with four. So there are basically two areas where you're going to plug the electrodes in. So let's get this camera up here. All right. So one's going to go here. One's going to go here. And it's just a little plug that plugs in. So basically two electrodes per side, two here, so that gives you four. You don't have to use four, you can only use two. All right, to turn this little baby on, there is an on and off switch, which you will find right here. And you're just gonna basically turn it on. You can handle that. Look in the front here, it's all lit up. You might not be able to see that here, but it's all lit up. A nice shiny blue, at least on my screen. And now it gives you, you want kneading, you want Swedish massage, cupping, scrapping, reflexology, Tan Chi, and there's a bunch of menus here that you're able to select what you want. Very, very simple to use. If you want more electricity, and I hate to use the word electricity, but if you want more power to feel the pulses more significantly, you can increase it through the up and down button. It's just positive and negative there. This button here is going to change the mode. As I said, you can go to cupping, scrapping, Tai Chi, reflexology, kneading, Swedish, and it gives you various types of massages, if you will. And again, you're going to get a tingling feeling, and you can increase that tingling or decrease that tingling feeling, and also the pulse rate. So it might pulse fast, it might pulse slow, depending upon what you want. So this is a great unit. I have had much success with this. I really enjoy it. You can just put it in your back pocket. And what I also like about this is, believe it or not, it's rechargeable. So if you just use this point right here and plug in your charger, your cell phone charger, whatever, it only takes 5 volts and it charges. And this has kept the charge now for about a month. It also has a nice timer here. On the top, it will tell you how many minutes you have left. It gives you a little battery indicator here, a little clock. So you can time these for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You can set the time of your massage, if you will, or your therapy for as long or as short as you want. I have dropped this. I have bounced this off a tile floor. It continues to work, so I'm extremely pleased with this. And it's a lot cheaper and a lot more functional, quite frankly, than this older model here. So I'm not knocking either one of these, but I find this actually works better than the prescribed one. I use it for lower back pain or mid-back pain. And again, my situation is not serious compared to other people. So again, I'm not a doctor, but these devices do work quite well. So let's take a look at some of the other features that you'll find on this. As I mentioned, this particular model has 24 pre-programmed massage modes, tapping, acupuncture, deep tissue, foot cupping, a combo adjustable from 20 to 60 minutes for each session if you want. There's a timer button so you could change it at any time. Internal lithium battery, up to 20 hours of continued use, and it has an A and B output, which means you can use a single set of contacts or four sets of contacts. It's your choice. It comes with them all. These electrode cables that come with the unit are definitely replaceable, so you don't have to worry about that. They last a long time, and it's a very good device. Now, if you don't want to pay $40 for it, you can go on Amazon. This particular unit is called the TENS Unit Plus 24. This has a lifetime warranty on it. That's a long time, a lifetime warranty. And it's called TENS Unit 24 Lifetime Warranty, rechargeable electronic pulse massager machine, multi-mode device. It's a new model, and this sells, where did it go? Oh, this sells for $25.95. The price just disappeared on me. So you'll save a couple bucks. I always like getting things from Amazon because of their return policy and their service is good. So I highly recommend this if you're looking for a way to try something out. They have an 800 tech support number, and they also give you a little brochure, which I do not have anymore, an instruction sheet that tells you where you might want to place it. And I'll tell you, if you look at TENS, the background behind it, they'll give you a whole chart. You can get it easily off the internet for free. And it shows you like 1,000 different points on the body where you can put your electrodes. And they're pretty helpful. So that is my gadget of the day. Again, it's not for everyone, but based on the cost and the relief that it gives me, sometimes, you know, my back is so stiff, I can't move left or right. I'll put this on for 20 minutes when I'm watching TV or when I'm walking even, and it just works so, so well. I haven't tried all the different settings on it because there's 24 modes, and I haven't really played around with that, but works quite well, and hey, give it a shot. All right, let's get into some of the apps of the day, and the first one that we're going to take a look at is actually called Noizly. This is an interesting app. It's for those dudes who have trouble sleeping, and it's basically for relaxation and concentration, but the background noise and color generator will work to provide you with a relaxing and high quality ambient sounds to help you focus while working or to boost your productivity. You may also use this to help you sleep. It's very relaxing, and there are a bunch of these apps out there. I've tried a lot of them. This one's not too bad, actually. Another one that I use that's very similar, and I might like this a tad better, it's called Headspace. This is for meditation and sleep. This is a real nice app. This is totally free, as is the other one, available on both platforms, both the iOS and the Android, so you can put it on your tablet or whatever you have. Headspace is your guide to health and happiness. Yeah, I like that. It's a simple way to let go of the stress and get a better night's rest. Learn to relax with the guided meditations and mindfulness techniques that bring calm, wellness, and balance to your life in just a few minutes a day. Plus, the sleep app, the sleep portion of this app is ideal for conditions to get you a good night's rest. So it's quite detailed as to what it will do. It's quite detailed as to how to use it. And this one has some prescription, as a lot of them do. It's free to get the app and do some basic things. If you want to get into it more and you enjoy the app, they'll cost you about $13 a month, which is pretty steep, I think, for what you get. However, you be the judge. I use the free section because that makes me sleep better. All right. For the next app, we're going to go to SyncMe. I just put this on my cell phone, and I got to say smartphone because Wild Man Mike goes nuts when I say cell phone. Anyway, SyncMe is a caller ID, spam call blocker, and contact. And essentially what this do is Sync.me is the world's number one caller ID and spam blocker app. See who you... see who calls you, received, and sync contacts, photos with their social network profiles, their pictures from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and VK. Identify spammers and block robocalls with the world's best reverse phone lookup and spam blocker. Trusted by more than 20 million users worldwide. That's a lot of people. And TechCrunch, which is a great review site, says this app turns you into a god. Yeah, it's never been easier to sync contacts and reveal the true caller. Search phone numbers and get caller ID. Make a reverse lookup. Detect robocalls. Report blacklists. Block spammers. Block telemarketers. Block callers. Block robocalls. Block SMS. And block text messages. So I just loaded it. I don't know anything other than that. It says it does a lot. It gets 4.5 rating. That's pretty good. Well, on this so far, there's over 200, and let's call it 214,000 people that have rated the app. That's a lot, and it, as I said, it gets 4.5. So I am definitely going to try it out. It's free. It does contain ads and offer to buy stuff, which is annoying, but I guess it's not as annoying if it will stop all the robocalls that I get. And now I'm getting these text alerts. You have a Hugo. If I ever find this dude named Hugo, I'm going to wring his neck every other day, like 4 o'clock in the morning. And Hugo, you have a free mortgage loan. It's like, give me a break. So it got so bad, I finally put my phone on complete silence when I go to sleep. So it can call me all at once and I don't hear anything. But check that out. Let me know what you think of it. It's called Sync Me. Now, this next app is awesome. I'm using this for quite some time. It's going to set you. It was free last week. It's up to $1.99 now. I'm sorry. Also, all the apps this week are available on both platforms, so we don't have to worry about that. But this is called Dark Knight Browser. Dark Knight Browser. It's very cool. This will do what it says. Do you think your iPhone is too bright in the dark? Do you have a problem with eye strain and fatigue when you surf the web? If so, let Night Browser protect your eyes now. Night Browser is an eye care web browser that comes with all the standard features of a web browser. It has a brightness filter, lower brightness, that your choice, a blue light filter, which will help you sleep better. They are saying, and there's a lot of research now that's conclusive, that's saying you really shouldn't use the phone at night because it makes your eyes go crazy and henceforth your brain and all those little endomorphins that go around in your head. And you know what I'm saying? So you want a blue screen. It will just do a better job for you. So this is the app to get. This is the number one as far as I'm concerned. It's called Dark Knight Browser. So put it on your phone. All right, this next app is called VidEdit, and it's exactly what it says. It's a free, handy video editor, and it gives you some pretty nice effects. It will blur the video, so it will partially blur the background and emphasize the foreground. So if you have someone in the foreground, like this little girl, it makes it look very crisp because it's blurring the background. This app is free. It does collage videos, it will add audios, and it will also add text to your video. So it's very simple to use. That's what I like about it. And it works quite well. It gets a 4.5 rating. Again, totally free. It's going to require an iOS of 10 or later, but that shouldn't be a problem. So if you want to do some very quick edits with no muss, no fuss, this is definitely VidEdit, one of the apps that you want to check out. It's totally free right now. It used to be, I think, $2 or $3, but right now it is free. And then for our last app of the day, I find this app so useful. It's called Firewall Manager Pro, and it's $2.99 now. It was a free app. It's back up to $2.99, but you know, this is one of those things that's just worth it. File Manager with PDF Creator and Document Editor app is full of all kinds of one-on-one document managed solutions for the iPhone, the iPad, the iTouch. So this one in particular is only available on the iOS platform. It can catch documents from your PC or your Mac via USB cable or Wi-Fi. It will grab email documents. It will send anything you want to Dropbox. That's nice. And I use it really when I need to get into iTunes. I am praying for the day that they get rid of iTunes. I never liked it from the day it came out. I find it a huge drawback as far as I'm concerned. I wish they would get rid of it. It's a real pain in the neck. The Android operating system makes things so much easier. Enough about that. So you can use this on iTunes for file sharing, transfer files directly to your device. Using a USB cable and Wi-Fi, you can also transfer a file to your app via Wi-Fi sharing feature that's built in on your desktop. Manage and view documents, upload onto your Dropbox, download, of course, and a bunch of other things. I like this because it just makes getting things on and off your iPhone or your iPad real easy. And you don't have to go searching for folders because that's what this does. It allows you to manage all your documents. So it's very nice. It's a file manager used for music, clouds, file transfer. I haven't found anything that I don't like about it. It gets a 4.1 rating, which is pretty decent. And if you need to get things on and off or to and fro your iPhone, iPad devices, this very well may be the app for you. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope to hear from everybody with that email. And again, it's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Send me a note. Let me hear from you. And I will see everybody next week. Thanks for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.